Radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Norfolk Southern is in hot water again after another one of its trains derailed in Ohio, this time in Springfield. The train company says there were no hazardous materials aboard the train. Just a month ago, a train accident caused toxic chemicals to go out into the air and water in East Palestine. WHIO-TV's Taylor Robertson is there.
Sean Heaton is the driver who captured the video of the derailment. He said the loud noises are what made him start recording the train on his phone.
There was like a loud slam noise, and that's when I started noticing all the debris and all the gravel. And after that, when the carts start coming off the track and get in a big pile, that's when I just got out of there and quit recording.
Now to Maryland, where a tanker carrying hazardous materials caught fire. Officials say there is no threat to the public. Frederick County Fire Chief Tom Coe.
One house located on Apple Avenue suffered extensive damage, which displaced the occupants of the home. Two other residents received minor damage from the fire.
Overseas, Ukrainian troops repelled multiple Russian strikes around the besieged city of Bakhmut. CBS's MTS Taieb is in eastern Ukraine.
In a rare visit inside occupied Ukraine, Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu showed his support to soldiers by awarding medals, saying, good luck, success, and come home alive. But exhausted Ukrainian fighters have other ideas. In this underground bunker, where they rest before heading back out to the battlefield, they say they're determined to defend Bakhmut until the end. We are really tired, says this soldier. We don't sleep some nights, but we will push the enemy back to Russia, and they can die there.
The conservative conference CPAC is underway. Former President Trump, who is running for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, spoke there this weekend.
Remember when the Democrats and my Republican opponents would often look at me during the debates or whatever and they'd say, no, he's going to bring us into World War III because it's a personality type. They said I had the personality. No, I had the personality type that kept us out of wars because people knew that they weren't going to mess around with it.
Trump won the CPAC straw poll with 64% of votes cast, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Chris Rock's live Netflix special aired tonight, and he pulled no punches against Will Smith after last year's Oscars slap.
Will Smith practices selective outrage. Practices selective outrage.
It was Netflix's first ever live global streaming event. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Josh, quote, after walking around my whole life being a mouth breather, I was excited to try Navage. I read the directions carefully, pressed the button, and oh my gosh, what a sensation. So much mucus, so much crud, but oh sweet, merciful air, I can finally breathe you through my nose. Never have I ever taken such an amazing breath in my life. This is a life changer. Unquote. He's one of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 20. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 42. Overcast skies tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows dip down to about 33. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
her voice. Yes, I heard every word. It's still ringing in my head. Soothing my fear. Oh, screaming red. It's like crying around from the thread of yesterday. Holding you back, you can't let it go.
This is Kelsey Miles, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on new horizon, spend late nights just fantasizing, and I lose myself in the light. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Your light's too bright, and now I'm afraid I'm a slave to the song that paved my way. And again, everything I've known when I feel so strange. Let me tell you something now.
Sync Radio, we are local music. Kelsey Miles, Save My Soul. Oh my goodness gracious. Kelsey is going away, rocker. She's moving to Kansas City. She's playing the Red Rooster tonight. So, wow. In fact, tonight is her farewell tour here in Madison.
Well, not quite, Jimmy.
Well, just hold on a second, rocker. She is coming.
I can't spill the beans, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, do it. Do it. There's one more thing after the Red Rooster. She's saying farewell to everybody but us.
But Max Inc. Radio, we're going to be the final show, Jimmy. Right here in the Devil's Lair, coming up March 11th.
That's next week.
Kelsey Miles, once again, in the Devil's Lair. She's always fantastic.
Can't wait to see Kelsey. I'm so sad she's moving away, but I'm so happy for her successes and what lies ahead for her. And she's going to have access to really good barbecue, too, in Kansas City.
Home of the Chiefs. Yeah. Jimmy, you know, we have some great Devil's Lair coming up in the near future. Next week, March 18th, Dana Perry. On the 25th of March, we're going to have Sunspot in here. Mm-hmm. That's going to be incredible.
Yes.
April 8th, Shawn Michael Dargan. And April 13th, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Nice. It was Beth Keeley's birthday yesterday, her day before yesterday. Happy birthday, Beth Keeley.
You know, on March 8th, Jimmy, let's see, no, it's coming up April 8th. I'm sorry, Seesaw, we're going to have them.
Oh, are they playing live?
They're not going to play live, but they're going to be in the studio talking to us.
New music coming out too.
That's right.
Dropped, yeah.
And Damsel Trash, the 29th of April. We have just all kinds of stuff coming up.
Damsel Trash. Get the dump button ready. Hey, welcome to everybody listening on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin. So happy to have you. Rocker and I, we're in Madison here on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM. Greetings to those of you up in Wausau listening on Bull Falls Radio, the Shaw in Waukesha, locally going radio in Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center on WRCO, Oshkosh, hello to you, on Air Support, 98.3 FM, and of course, Green Bay. We are just thrilled, tickled pink to be on in Green Bay on WGBW 97.9, and of course, our friends up in Amory, Wisconsin on 1260 AM. W-A-L-A-K. Get that right, Rocker. What's coming up? What do you got? What's brewing right now?
Oh, it's the Astral Hand. Still going to be on the phone pretty soon. Sam Shapiro with Terry Barr and Faho Fasho. They're going to be in the Devil's Lair tonight. And Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight with Jimmy K. tonight.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Dude, we've been teasing a big concert announcement for a week now. The time has come to tell the people about Bomblastica 2023, Rocker.
Jimmy, we started this festival in the year 2000. It was called Bomblastica 2000. And here we are, 23 years later, still doing that festival. And it's really cool. We're going to have it at the Wisco. It is Bomblastica is Maximum Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party. And Max Inc. Radio is just an extension, so we just keep it rolling. We are bringing in Eclipse recording artists Carbellion. They're releasing a new album. We're gonna have them at a little intimate venue like the Wisco before they head out on tour, and Ironplow, Jimmy, we're gonna be opening for them, and then Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer, which is just an insane band, is gonna round up the night. And of course, we'll be broadcasting live, Jimmy, me, you, Terry, 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun.
The live broadcast from the Wisco, I'm looking forward to because of the old days of the Jimmy K show.
Boy, it's been a while, huh?
It has been a while. I missed the last live broadcast that you and Terry did from the Wisco because I think I had COVID or something like that.
That might have been true.
I couldn't
That's
come.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, live radio at the Wisco is near and dear to my heart. Looking forward to that. In fact, I got some breaking news about that, Rocker.
What's that, Jimmy?
I was talking to E-Dub, and he's going to come down and join the show.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be like a homecoming.
It is. It is.
It's going to be fun.
I figured I'd tell you that on the air so you don't fire me or something like that.
It's just like the old days, Jimmy.
So, you know, if you're listening around the state, please make plans. Come to Madison on April 15th and come to Bomblastica is at the Wisco in Madison. Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, Ironplow, Rocker Terry and I will do a live broadcast from 6 to 9 p.m. I know Vanessa Torellano, a comedian here in Madison, she's going to stop by and say hi at the Wisco. And if you want to, we'd love to see you as well. April 15th for Bomblastica. This band played a Bomblastica in the past. It's Color Phase and Run, Run, Run on Max Inc. Radio. Oh, by the way, we're going to kick Max Inc. Heavy off with a double dip of each of the bands from Bomblastica. Thank you.
foster home. Say he ain't going back, now he grown. Got a life, but don't know how to live it. Traumatized by the memories he sees so vivid. Fighting the addiction, running from reality. Staying high, trying to reverse the gravity. Man in the clouds and literally brainstorms. Lust of love for this drug and it's porn. Why everything that's so bad and so good is no good. Can't understand that it's misunderstood. In his words, I'm addicted.
South in the cold. Was it that we all die when we're old? Broken wings for better weather. A little jar that I can hold you in. Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
Maxxinc Radio, we are local music. That's Mother Wind and Jars, their 2022 release. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Did you hear the big news? Bombastica happening April 15th at the Wisco here in Madison. We'll get details up. I believe there is going to be a Facebook, or there is a Facebook event. More details coming soon. Bombastica, April 15th. Mark your calendar. Hoping to see you there. We're going to have Victor from Astral Hand join us here in just a couple of minutes and hear some new music from them. New album, big show coming up, plus some pretty cool vinyl. Dude, I'm excited to hear about the vinyl from Astral Hand Rocker. Victor will join us here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. Also by Weikert Realtors Dash Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Their office is on Atwood Avenue. Weikert Realtors Dash Lake Point.com. And also by the Zippy Lou Coffee and Donuts on North Sherman Avenue. Gotta check this place out. Coffee, donuts, fried chicken, Northside, ZippyLouMadison.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. Springfield, Ohio is at the center of another Norfolk Southern train derailment. No toxic chemicals were released this time. WHIO-TV's Mike Campbell.
The derailment happened as the train, which Norfolk Southern told us had more than 200 cars, went through a crossing on the east side of Clark County. It's only about a football field down the road from the Clark County Fairgrounds.
The driver of a tanker dies following a fiery crash, while no other injuries have been reported. Correspondent Adriana Diaz.
A gas tanker turned over on a Maryland highway, killing the driver and causing a huge explosion. That fire spread to several homes and damaged vehicles. It happened about 50 miles west of Baltimore.
Ukraine continues to fight off multiple Russian strikes in the city of Bakhmut. Correspondent Imtiaz Tayeb is in Ukraine.
The battle for Bakhmut is now in such a confined area, Ukrainian soldiers find themselves surrounded on three sides. And yet, they keep fighting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Max Inc. Radio presents Bombastica 2023. It's Max Inc.'s 27-year anniversary party, and you're invited. Bombastica at the Wisco on Willie Street, Saturday, April 15th. Max Inc. Radio's Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr will broadcast live 6 to 9 p.m. Then live music from Eclipse record recording artist Carbellion. Special guest, Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. And Mad City's own hard rockers, Iron Claw.
It's Bomblastica 2023, Saturday, April 15th at the Wisco in Madison. Sponsored by Rocker Vodka and Hotel K Pet City. Presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Astral Hand. The name of the album is called Lords of Data. Lords of Data. And that song is called Contact. Rocker, we'll talk more about Astral Hand in just a second, but I want to tell everybody, if you missed any part of the show or you want to hear some Devil's Lair that we've done in the last few weeks, we've had some good ones. They're all at the archive page, the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Go get them right now, Rocker.
Jimmy, Astral Hand is a Milwaukee four-piece heavy psych band that they fuse cosmic mood, synth-driven melodies, fuzzed-out guitar riffs, thundering drums, and definitely lyrical themes, meditating on interstellar deities. Right now, on the phone with us from Milwaukee, Vic Buell. Vic, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy to be here.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah, my My pleasure.
Now, I know you guys metamorphosized from the psych rock band Calliope, and for our listeners who may not be familiar with Astral Hand, tell us a little bit about the band.
Sure thing. Yeah, like you said, we metamorphosized. That's a great way to put it, from Calliope. You know, Calliope was doing its thing for a number of years. You know, we put out three albums under that name and, you know, kind of had some good things going. But there was a number of things with actually the name. One, it was most people did pronounce it incorrectly, believe it or not. Two, it was hard to find. And three, is one of those things that you'd talk to an entertainment lawyer about. So, yeah. So all things considered, it was just, you know, we decided as a group that if we're going to continue to make music in a serious way, which we still are, obviously, that we wanted it to do with our best foot forward in sort of a new direction. And we honestly were already, like, writing the material for Lords of Data was already underway. So it just kind of made sense to, make a jump ship or jump spaceship, if you will.
So
rebrand.
Astral Hand.
Yeah, the rebrand. So yeah. Is it basically the same band members now than before? Or would we
100%. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All the same guys. It's just a great, there's four of us and it's just the best bandmates that you could possibly ask for. But we work really well together and enjoy hanging out and playing music together, so it things generally click pretty easy with all four of us in the room.
So you hit the reset button, Astral Hand, here we are, and now there's the new album that you're releasing, Lords of Data. Tell us about this album and how it represents the new band.
Sure. Well, for starters, it's like almost 3 years old at this point. It was basically completed right at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, and we thought this is not the right time to release a debut LP.
That's great. A common theme.
I was just going to say, I've heard this story before.
Yeah. So we've just been kind of sitting on it for a little while. In terms of what it sounds like, well, I guess if you're tuned in, you heard Contact. So just to, you know, a little bit about that song, for example, the lyrics, were inspired by, Carl Sagan's Contact, which actually I believe inspired the Jodie Foster Contact film.
Great movie. But,
absolutely. And that's honestly, that's just, some of the awesome literature of science and science fiction was just a heavy influence in terms of the lyrical themes and I'd say direction of Astral Hand in this this new album that we put out. You know, just taking influences from movies like Blade Runner and Dune, obviously the book Dune by Frank Herbert. Any and all of that,
the classics.
Of that awesome body of work to mine from and be inspired from, and just space as a concept in general. I mean, there's so much to go off on.
Now you guys are having a CD release show, or a release show I should say 3/10. March 10th, that's going to be in Milwaukee at the Cactus Club. Tell us about playing the Cactus Club. Is this your first time or you played there before?
Played there a number of times, and we love going back. We absolutely love the new ownership and what they've done with the place, but it still maintains that the same, rock club spirit through and through, and it's just one of the best sounding rock clubs in the city, in my humble opinion. So yeah, we're very excited to be going back. And for what it's worth, we actually will be releasing vinyl LPs.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the vinyl
copy.
Dude, the photos of the vinyl they're phenomenal. Who's the artist?
So actually there's probably two credits I got to give for this. The guy who did the cover art is a gentleman named Bruno Petabranca, or just Petabranca. He's an artist in Brooklyn, from Brazil originally, and just does some awesome psychedelic art. And he was just a kind of a shoo-in, or an obvious choice to do the album artwork for this LP cover. And then the actual vinyls themselves. So we partnered with a group out of Indianapolis called Romanus Records, who specializes in some in sort of boutique custom vinyls, and they do some really creative stuff with vinyl of stuff you've never seen before. You know, everything from like putting sand on the insides of vinyl records, like colored sand, you know, glow in the dark liquid, all kinds of crazy different stuff. They're pretty innovative. So we partnered with them to create a limited edition run of a couple different variations of different color splatters and kind of funky looks for the actual vinyl itself. And you know, just for the, it's just you know, it's just something great. You know, if you're into vinyl, I mean, you get it. You know, it's something that you can hold in your hand. You can see it, touch it. You know, see it spinning on the platter. And
and I'm always impressed.
It sounds pretty awesome.
I'm always impressed with the visual of LPs. I mean, you nailed it on the head. LPs are so much fun. Hey, Vic, it's so awesome to talk to you tonight. We're out of time, unfortunately. But once again, the record release show. I want to say it, the record release show in Milwaukee, March 10th. What was the venue?
Cactus Club.
Cactus Club. That's it. Hey, Vic, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new album and much success to you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great night, guys.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks, Vic.
Astral Hand, brand new stuff. This is called Navigator. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Astral Hand there, Navigator. Thanks to Vic for calling in tonight. Really appreciate it. Don't forget the CD release show or the album release show is happening in Milwaukee March 10th. Get that vinyl. Check that vinyl out. It's pretty cool. Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, brought to you by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have food. They have awesome beer because they make it right there. They're going to have live music, and they got an outdoor patio that you can take care of when the weather gets nice. FullMileBeerCompany.com. Also by the Mad City Brido Expo. That's happening Saturday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace. The Mad City Brido Expo. Get more information at MadCityBridoExpo.com. Your ring is just the beginning, you know? Plan that wedding. Oh, hey, what's this? Brand new music from the Cashbox Kings? Yes, please. This is called Oscar's Motel on Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, if you feel down and out, oh, come to Oscar's Motel. Oh, if you feel down and out, babe.
Cashbox Kings, Oscar's Motel. Their CD release party is next weekend up in Appleton. Get details on their Facebook page right now. Got a double dip of the Bad Downs coming up. They're from up north. Little Red Wolf just around the corner right now. Brand new Bone Howler. This is Muddy River on Max Inc. Radio.
cloudy and the mud was deep. We had to go on paddling, we couldn't sleep. I left our memories buried deep in the banks of the Ohio. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing. Of loss and never saw you again. We had dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Dreams and bones and nothing after. Nothing after now. We had dreams and bones and nothing.
They're not just words, they're words to live by.
It's over! Let's have a party, Badger Nation!
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year, right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk.
That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.